Johnny hits beer after beer. Getting drunk as the rain patters against the windows. And owls are howling early this evening. She finally gets home. Her pack of Aspen Lights grown locally. More days go by getting settled into the place. No more signs of Rocky, and both of them are staying home and slowly consuming the groceries they've got so far. During the ensuing week, Johnny spends a lot of time while his wife is working and don't want to be disturbed, doing those web pages which are their livelihood. She does pretty high profile websites too, like WorldNet Daily and The Blaze. Sites that Johnny detests, but they put bread on the table, so whatever. He asks her if she believes that shit, and sometimes she says yes, but usually she says no, it's just a job. You just gotta get in the spirit of things. Johnny just loves to bring some granola, a canteen, one of his wife's old digital cameras she'll spare, and just roam the countryside, and just roam up and down the mountain and the valleys below. It seemed like he was constantly discovering new vistas. He found an old apparent beaver trapper's cabin. It was two-thirds buried into the earth itself and leaning at an odd angle, but you could still duck your head and walk in there. Pretty much gone back to nature, and yet still very beautiful and impressive. And while walking, he found artifacts. So far he's found 3 arrowheads, and he's found strangely carven, like, rocks that are like runes or letters or symbols or something. You don't know what, but he's been collecting them, and they're really carved out nice cave crystal, translucent red, translucent blue colors. Who knows how many hundreds of years they may have been lying there, mostly buried in the dirt, but seems like somebody would have picked them up. These things are awesome. He even finds a broken off part of a stone tomahawk. Of some blue, marbly, beautiful stone. Once while walking, where he can see through the clearing in the trees, the mountain next door, he sees two men, and they're hanging out and pushing this empty wheelchair off the edge of the cliff. Something about that seems so fucking weird and eerie and disturbing to him. One day, Johnny drives into Norton to get some supplies. His wife is ill that day with the flu. His wife says she's ragging and has a headache, and she wants him to get some migraine pills, some tampons, some cigarettes, and maybe get dinner. Maybe get one of those prepared meals at the gas station / grocery store. So, Johnny drives into town, smoking a joint, wonderfully high, and watching the owls in the trees looking back down at him, watching the animals, lots of fat, weird little beavers or something. Fat, almost dome-shaped little brown animals crossing the road, and other unidentifiable little furry brown and black mammals. He even sees a couple deer. So he likes just driving around. He starts driving around the area, finishing the joint, putting the stub in the ashtray. It's while he's stubbing the joint out that flashing red and blue lights and a siren blares behind him. "Fucking shit," says Johnny. As he waits in the car for the police officer. This fucking sucks. He eats the roach. Prepares his license and ID. His license and proof of insurance. A tall, lanky sheriff gets out of the car and walks with slow, authoritarian boot strides. Holy fuck! It's Officer Rocky Bader. Johnny grins sheepishly at the officer through the roll-down window. "What the fuck is that smell? Get out!" "Rocky. Hey, it's me." "Okay, Rocky." Johnny gets out as the sheriff searches the car, searches the ashtray. "We don't put up with no pot smoking in this town, boy." "But I don't have anything on me. I can plainly smell it." "Walk on home, boy, I'm impounding. Walk on home, boy, I'm impounding your car." "You can't do that." The town's only police officer shoves Johnny back roughly. "I'm the law, I can do whatever I want." Johnny don't argue with the man with the gun, especially considering his hand is now on it. He turns around and he walks home. Short drive, long walk. It's awful cold tonight with the wind blowing chill. At least it's not raining. Johnny walks beside the road, occasionally passing old houses. Everything seems to take on a sinister cast after that experience with the cop. God damn it. Shouldn't have smoked pot in the car, I guess. At least we have the truck. He makes it home. Brews a couple stout cups of coffee while pacing about. Has some deer stew with the wife. Very good. Stuff she shot herself. They're cleaning up and washing dishes when there's a knock on the door. "I'll get it," she says. Clips to the door. There is fucking Sheriff Rocky Bader and his super hot wife. Bader's tugging at a flask. A silver, we're talking real silver flask, with his initials in 24 karat gold on its side. Hanging on to his wife like she's property. "Oh, me and my wife are gonna be needing that truck back," he says. "Oh, hey there, Johnny, no hard feelings. Just that we got certain laws to uphold here. There is no pot smoking in this town, and I am serious. I'll tell you what, you can have your car back in a week if you're a good boy." Johnny recalls his wife saying that pretty much everybody, in fact, he seems to remember her even mentioning Even the sheriff smokes pot. Oh, I see we're too late for supper, damn it, says the husband. Oh, I see we're too late for supper this time, damn it.